Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 for ID. Yeah, and depending on, you know, how you pay, I mean, if you drive for someone, at least, you know, my understanding is you're on the clock as opposed to mileage and stuff, so, but still that makes for a long day, and when you're on mileage, obviously, you know, you got to haul butt there to make that money, and don't think you really make all that much anymore.
No, you don't. I know I work for Aldi's grocery store there, hauling groceries for them. You get paid by the mile and so much an hour at each stop. So it really wasn't like an hourly wage.
Well, that kind of sucks, I would think, especially if you're driving their trucks, you know, and using their fuel, you know. I don't know why they would pay you for the mile instead of an hour, but I guess they're just trying to save money like everybody else.
Yeah, most truck companies, they pay by the mile. That way they don't pay any time and a half or nothing like that. It's just a way to keep the wages down.
Yeah, you gotta get in doing it with an asphalt company or something like that. That way you can go in, work some weekdays and have your weekends off and never go more than 100 miles from home.
The problem with asphalt is kind of like driving gravel trains, it seems to not work.
Yeah, if you're just looking for a filler or something to root around, there's a lot of companies that let you come in and work a couple days a week if you want to as a fill-in guy and give you some extra money, and once you get in that retirement area if you wanted to, you know.
But a lot younger I probably would. Being 64, it's kind of hard to get back in a truck.
Yeah, I hear you. WSCH 400, I got to jump out here for a minute.
WRUB 229. I'm almost home, so I'm going to step out.
All right, 229, pleasure chatting with the other station that jumped in there. Appreciate your input on that QSO there. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, A10. We're going to be on here for a while. We're kind of headed out of town, so we'll see how far we get.